So we're here today in the Okanagan for a change for craft spirits, and I've chosen Rod's Regional Table, one of my favorite restaurants to visit while I'm here. Amazing wine program, great craft beers, great menu, and I'm here with Danny, who's one of the bartenders here, the lead bartender, I believe. Is that right, Danny?
Well, I don't know if I'd say that, but we're all a pretty good team back here.
Nice. Yeah. And so what we're going to do is she's going to mix up a little bit of a drink, and we're just going to get to know Rod's a little bit more. So I've been looking over the menu. I may have to come back here tonight. I haven't eaten this particular time. And I see a pork belly sandwich and venison, lots of local things. What would you say the chefs focus on in the kitchen?
Well, yeah, pretty much you said it right there. It's pretty simple here at Rod's. We like to support local, eat local, drink local, also using as much seasonal fresh ingredients as possible. Also carry that into our cocktail program. We're pretty lucky here. I mean, in the Okanagan, we have so much to offer, a variety of fresh flavors to use. Not only that, we have local distilleries, wineries just out our back door and across BC. So we're very lucky here to have that around us. Not only that, we'd like to create cocktails that add to the dining experience. Not only we have such great dishes to prepare, we have a great cocktail to go with it.
And I see on the menu there's fruit martinis. So is that using local fruit as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have pineapple, we're going to have apple or apricot, things like that.
Yeah, and that's actually a drink we feature year round as well. We could never take that off the list. It's very popular. So we feature fresh seasonal fruits as well. In the winter, we're also able to use preserved fruits, all local, really nice, the guests.
And they preserve them in the kitchen here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, perfect. And you've also got a barrel-aged program. So are you doing that yourself? You put them in the barrels and then serve the cocktails as the evening goes on?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's something we have a lot of fun with. We have our 5-liter barrels that we actually age well-known cocktails such as like a Manhattan or else our own creations into these barrels, and we age them for about 5 weeks. It gives it a whole different characteristic, and the guests just love them. They're really nice nice drink to have.
So you can barrel age cocktails just like wine.
Yeah.
And
beer,
actually. I've seen some beer done in some sherry casks,
things
like
really
that.
Yeah, it's really interesting,
So you've made us a gimlet today. So can you tell us a little bit about what went in this particular gimlet and why you chose such a beautiful drink?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is actually one of our cocktails off our most recent list we just launched. One of my own personal creations that I'm actually super proud of. So I've used the London Dry Gin out of Long Table, which is made in Vancouver. It's just a really nice balanced juniper forward gin that just works wonderfully in this cocktail.
And they're just down, I think it's at the bottom of Hornby Street. Yeah, so you can head on in there and visit in Vancouver, but
They have a lot of other great products as well, but we do have the London Dry Gin
perfect
here. So I mixed that with a little house-made pistachio syrup, some rose water, and fresh lime juice, and it's just spring in a glass. It's delicious.
That's beautiful, and you've topped it with a little rose or
fresh flower there, which we like to use here at Rod's as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
Part of the experience.
And so what other cocktails would you recommend people have when they come in? What are the most food-friendly ones?
Well, like you mentioned, the fruit martinis are really nice. Those are definitely one of our standout cocktails. I also said we just rolled out our cocktail list. We also have a really nice one on there. It's more spirit-forward, sort of a simple twist on old-fashioned. We call it the Oleo Fashion. It features Okanagan Spirits BRBN, which is Canada's first corn-based whiskey. It's really nice that we're actually able to use that here.
And Okanagan Spirits is
just around the
Vernon
corner.
And Kelowna, is that correct? Okay.
Yeah, they just have the location just around the corner.
And are they distilling here in Kelowna, or are they distill in Vernon?
Distilling in Vernon.
Okay, but there's a bar you can sort of visit here, tasting room, and
it's
I think
wonderful.
That's on Bernard Street, is that right? Okay.
Absolutely.
I know the city a little bit, having grown up here, but I haven't been around for a while, so there's lots of new things.
Yeah, great.
If I was to go somewhere else other than Rod's for drinks, or if you were to go out after work, where would you recommend people try cocktails around the city?
Okay, well, I guess typically on my day off, I would like to go to either Crafty, which is just around the corner from us as well. They have a great cocktail program there. They're always really welcoming, just a really nice, comfortable place to go. Or B&A is also really nice. It's just further down a little bit.
And they do craft beer, B&A. We went there today and did a lager, and the food truck was out there.
Oh,
Crasian food truck. So I think they... they're not open for lunch, but we were able to, you know, have some eats from the truck and then
pretty lucky, yeah.
And then some beer as well. Okay, and one other place perhaps, and then
Baccaro also on Bernard is really nice. They also sort of, along with our lines, is supporting local, fresh, really good quality ingredients. They also have a couple really talented bartenders over there that produce some wonderful cocktails. So, yeah, there's lots of things just in the area here that we're
just
really
in
lucky.
The downtown core. And are you becoming sort of a bigger craft beer scene in Kelowna?
Absolutely.
I mean, every time I come, I seem to see... I put a post on Facebook saying, where should I go? And I got a list of about 12 things, and that wouldn't happen years ago, certainly.
Oh, yeah. We carry all craft beers here, and it's hard to just choose six. Like, there's so many to offer from. We would like to have way more. It's really nice to have that.
Well, your program looks amazing, and this drink looks amazing, and I'm going to give it a try. So thanks so much for sharing all this information with me. And if you're visiting Kelowna, be sure to drop into Rod's.
Yes, thank you very much.